This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening. And this is before the Christmas season. So we just thank God that we can come to bring forth the word. And we are in the gospel writings of Matthew. And this time we are still on the birth of Jesus. And last week we dealt with when the wise men came to pay homage to the baby Jesus. So we see, people of God, as we are in this Christmas season, let us not just take it lightly what Christ has done for us. Let us not see him as a babe anymore, but let us remember that we now serve the risen King. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, and the word said he ever lived to make intercession for us. So we are not worshiping a babe anymore, people of God, but we are just celebrating his birth. And we must come with the right intention as we come, as we visit, as we go into the Word, and as we get familiar with the Scriptures. We must understand, people of God, why Christ came. He didn't just come just like anyone else, but he came to save us from our sins. You shall name him Jesus. That's what the angel said to Mary. For he shall save his people from their sin. So he came as our Savior. He came as our King. And he reigns forevermore, people of God. He's now seated at the right hand of the Father. And he's interceding for us. So we do not serve a babe anymore. We do not worship a babe. But we worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But we celebrate his birth at this time. So we give God thanks for bringing us here to this time of celebrating Christmas. And we pray that Christ will be revealed to each and every one of us as we continue on this Christian journey. So let us pray and begin. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for being with us throughout this year. Oh God, for keeping us by your mighty power. Thank you for your hands that rest upon us, oh God, at all times. And we give you thanks, we give you praise and glory. Thank you for the ultimate sacrifice that you have made for us, oh God. Your word said you were in Christ reconciling the world unto yourself. So we thank you, oh God, that you have reconciled us, oh God. You have given us, oh God, a place, oh God, to sit with Christ in heavenly realms. So we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. For you alone are worthy of praise and glory. Thank you for this opportunity to bring forth your word. And we pray in the name of Jesus that as your word come forth, O God Almighty Lord, hearts will be transformed, O God, and we will come into a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ, our Lord. Father, we thank you and we lift you up and honor and give you praise. Thank you for your word, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. As we continue to look to you and give thanks, we pray in Jesus' name and we say amen, amen. Amen. Last week, people of God, we stopped. We were in verse 11 of Matthew chapter 2. And we know that Matthew was a Jew who wrote to the Jewish audience about the Jewish Messiah. But this word is also for us today, people of God. And we see in the gospel writings of Matthew that he continued to portray Christ as the Messiah King. So we must see him also as the Messiah King, the anointed one, the Christ child who came as a child, but no more a child, people of God. He spent 33 years here on earth, and he died for us. He rose again. He lived forevermore, and he ever lived to make intercession for us. So we see, people of God, as the wise men came, and they pay homage to Christ. Verse 11 of Matthew 2 said, and when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gift to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So the wise men came into the house where the child Jesus was with his mother, Mary. And they fell down and worshiped Jesus. Not his mother, Mary. It's very important that we understand that they fell down and worshiped Jesus, not his mother. So the Bible made it clear that Jesus was the one who got the worship. He is the one who deserved the worship. Even as a babe, even as a child, Jesus deserves worship. So we see people of God, God uses whoever he wants to use to bring forth his glory and his praise. So these wise men, they were astrologers from the east. But as they came, people of God, as God revealed himself to them, and they came through divine direction, they came, people of God, and they followed that star and came into that house where Christ was, and they paid homage to him. They bowed down and worshiped the King. He is King of Kings, and he deserves all the glory, all the honor and the praise. They came with their gift also. They did not come empty-handed. They came with their gift, people of God, the gift of gold fitting for a king, the frankincense, which signifies the priesthood of our Lord Jesus Christ, and myrrh, people of God, which speaks of his embalmment at his death. The myrrh speaks that he would become the ultimate sacrifice for us. He is the one, the priest that gave his life for us. He is our great high priest, yet he is the sacrifice. So we see, people of God, that Christ came to give up himself for us. He said, I lay down my life and I take it up again. No one took my life from me. I lay it down and I take it up again. So we see where the King would hang on the cross for us and cry out to his Father, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? The King was forsaken so we could be forgiven. The King was pierced so we could be made whole. The King died and rose again. He conquered the devil, death, and the grave. Death could not hold him down, people of God. Because of our resurrected King, we have hope. Because of his ascension, where he is now seated at the right hand of authority, people of God, he ever lives to intercede for us. He is our mediator. People of God, the word tells us he's the mediator between God and man. So let us worship Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us worship him. Let us worship him, people of God, in spirit and in truth. Give him the praise that is due to his name. Not only at Christmas time, but at all times, people of God. He deserves the glory. He deserves the honor. He deserves the praise. So let us give him what is due to his great name. Oh, people of God, the worship that is due to his name, let us give it to him. Let us praise him. Let us give him the fruit of our lips. Let us look at Matthew chapter 2, verse 12. Then being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. Then being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. So the wise men received warning in a dream from God. They were told not to return to Herod. So they chose a different route to go back to their country. People of God, these men were obedient to God. These men were not men pleasers. They were obedient to God. They could have said, okay, we have to go back to the king because the king said that we should come back. But no, they would rather obey God than man. So they had a dream, a divine dream. They were told in a dream from God not to return to Herod as they were going to do. That's what they planned to do. But no, when they got that dream from God, that divine warning, they decided to obey God and not to return to Herod. So they chose a different route to go back to their own country. People of God, this calls for obedience. If we're going to walk in fellowship with God, we have to walk in obedience to him. These were Gentiles. These were not covenanted people. These were not Jewish people, but they were obedient to the voice of God. Look at verse 13 of Matthew chapter 2. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother, Flee to Egypt and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. People of God, Herod will what? Seek the young child to destroy him. So Joseph got a dream now from the angel saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee to Egypt. This flee there means don't hesitate, Joseph. This is no time to hesitate and to be looking around. Run for your life. Run for the life of your wife and the child, Jesus. Run. So flee to Egypt and stay there until I bring you word. For Herod seek the young child to destroy him. So it shows, people of God, God always warns his people. And many times his words come to us, but we don't take it. People of God, we don't take heed to the word of God. The word comes to warn us many times, people of God. But we don't take heed to God's word, and we find ourselves falling into some ditch that we shouldn't have fallen into if we have listened to the word of God. So look at what happened in verse 14. So when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. So Joseph did not hesitate. He was obedient to the voice of the Lord. When he arose out of his sleep, he didn't wait till morning. The word of God says he took the child and his mother by night. He didn't wait till daybreak. He took them by night and departed into Egypt. Look at verse 15 of Matthew chapter 2. And was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, out of Egypt I called my son. So we see, people of God, in Matthew's gospel writings that he often speaks of the fulfillment of the prophecies. You see, he will go back and quote from the Old Testament writings so we can see the fulfillment, people of God, of the Messiah coming at that time. We can see the fulfillment of the prophecies. Jesus said, I did not come to abolish the law, but I come to fulfill it. So we see, people of God, that all of the Old Testament writings were fulfilled in Jesus Christ, the Messiah. So Matthew was making it clear to the Jewish audience that this was what was written by the prophet. Out of Egypt I called my son. And when we read in Hosea 11 verse 1, the word of God said, when Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. People of God, we have to understand these words. Out of Egypt I called my son. So Christ the Messiah was living in Egypt for a while because Joseph had to flee to Egypt to save him from the onslaught of Herod the Great. Herod wanted to kill Jesus because he was a threat to his kingdom. So we see, people of God, the word tells us that Christ would be in Egypt for a while. And we see, people of God, that Christ came to fulfill all of the Old Testament prophecies. Out of Egypt I called my son, Hosea 11:1. So we see Matthew made it clear that this prophetic writing was fulfilled in Christ being in Egypt, living in Egypt for a while. Look at verse 16. The word of God says in Matthew chapter 2, then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry. Herod was exceedingly angry, and he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all its district, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. So we see, people of God, clearly now, when he asked the wise men about the time that the star first appeared, he wanted to determine the age at this time, what age the child would be at the time when the wise men came around. So people of God, Herod did not have any good intention. He wanted to execute the Christ child. He wanted to kill Jesus. So we see, people of God, Jesus was persecuted even as a child, even as a babe. People of God, they were trying to take his life from him. So we see, people of God, that couldn't happen because the redemption plan has to come forth. He has to redeem his people. He has to redeem us. So he couldn't die at that time. He couldn't die. No one could take his life from him. None. He laid down his life and he took it up again. So people of God, we have to understand the scriptures and understand what the Lord is saying to us. For he was determined. He was determined to kill Jesus. He wanted him out of the way. Look at verse 17 of Matthew chapter 2. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah. Verse 18. This is what the prophet Jeremiah wrote. A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning. A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted because they are no more. Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted because they are no more. And we find that, people of God, in Jeremiah 31 verse 15. Jeremiah 31 verse 15. Let us read that. Jeremiah 31 verse 15 says, thus said the Lord, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted for her children because they are no more. And when we see, people of God, this was a prophetic writing by Jeremiah the prophet, and he spoke of what was to come. So the Lord showed him that there would be an execution of all those children 2 years and under. So there would be a great weeping of the women in Israel. So Rachel there represents the women of Israel. So Rachel weeping for her children, the women of Israel weeping for their children. The boys that were 2 years and under were killed, and they refused to be comforted because the children are no more. The children are dead. So we see, people of God, the prophetic writings of the prophet of old, Jeremiah, was this one who wrote about this, Jeremiah 31, 15. And it is showing us, people of God, as Matthew, the gospel writer, show us how this was fulfilled when Herod sent and killed all those children who were 2 years, all the male children who were 2 years and under. So we see, people of God, that the tyrant that Herod the Great was, no one could oppose him. People of God, no one was supposed to be a threat to him. So he felt that Jesus was a threat to him. This newborn babe was coming to take over my throne. They called him the King of the Jews. The wise man said, came and asked, where is the King of the Jews to be born? Where is he? For we have seen his star in the east, and we are come to worship him. Where is he? Where should he be born? So people of God, we see that the Herod, the enemy, knew that Christ was, he believed, that's what he felt, he was paranoid. He believed that Jesus Christ was a threat to his throne. So he went and killed all those innocent children, people of God. And there was so much weeping and mourning in Israel for these little boys who were 2 years and under. And we saw the same thing happen when Pharaoh realized that the children of Israel were growing in such great number. He sent out to kill all those male children. People of God, we have to come and understand what and come to know and understand what God is saying to us this time. The enemy wants to destroy our children. But we as children of God, let us continue to stand and war for our children. Let us continue to go before God and place our children in his hands, asking the Lord to keep and to guide them and to bring them into a relationship with him. Look at verse 19 of Matthew chapter 2. Now when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt. So we see, people of God, the angel of the Lord always appear to God's people. So he appears to Joseph in a dream in Egypt. Look at verse 20. He said, arise, take the young child and his mother and go to the land of Israel. For those who sought the young child's life are dead. So Jesus was in Egypt, living for a while. For how long, we don't know. But the word of God tells us that he was in Egypt for a while. And when Herod died, the Lord spoke to Joseph through an angel, bringing forth that message that no, you can go back to Israel. Because Herod, who sought to kill Jesus, is now dead. So you now are safe to go back to Israel. So this is just showing us, people of God, God's sovereign plan. And that God, who divinely directs our life, sometimes we do not understand where he's going to place us, or why we are placed certain place, or we are in certain situation. But it's to bring forth his glory and his praise. So let us be obedient to his voice as he speaks to us. Joseph was always obedient to the voice of the Lord. And the word tells us that the Lord said, now it's time. Take the young child and his mother and go to the land of Israel. Go back home. Go back home to the land of Israel. For those who sought the young child's life are dead. Look at verse 21 of Matthew chapter 2. Then he arose, took the young child and his mother and came into the land of Israel. The word said, he arose and took the young child and his mother and came into the land of Israel. But look at verse 22. The word said, but when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judah instead of his father. So Archelaus was the son of Herod the Great. He was now ruling over Judah instead of his father, for his father was dead. He was afraid to go there. Joseph was afraid to go in the Judean region. So, he being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the region of Galilee. So, Joseph's life was divinely guided. He was guided by the Lord to go into the land of Galilee, into the region of Galilee. So, people of God, it shows us that even though we might be hearing from God, at times fear does arise in our hearts. The word of God tells us that Joseph became fearful when he heard that Archelaus, the son of Herod, who was no better than Herod, he was also a tyrant, that he was ruling in Judah at that time. So Herod Archelaus, the son of Herod the Great, he ruled between 4 BC and 6 AD. So we see, people of God, that during the time of his reign, and Joseph came back from Egypt and was afraid to go near the Judean region. But God says, God warned him in a dream and sent him into the region of Galilee. So in that region, he would be safe. So look at verse 23 and last of Matthew chapter 2. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth. He came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene. So he came and he dwelt and he grew up in Nazareth. So we call him Jesus of Nazareth. Many times he's referred to as Jesus of Nazareth because that's where he was grown up. And he became a Nazarene. So that is why many of those religious people could not believe in him. They said, how can the Messiah come out of Nazareth? How can the Messiah come out of Galilee? So, people of God, it is showing us that they did not go deep into the Old Testament writings to see the prophecy of Micah. Micah said that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem of Judah. Oh, Bethlehem of Judah, you are not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of you shall come a governor which shall rule my people Israel. Oh, Bethlehem Ephrathah, you are not the least among the provinces of Judah. You are not the least, for out of you shall come a governor. So Christ was born in Bethlehem. So if they had truly studied the scriptures, if they had truly understood the prophetic writings, they would know that Jesus was truly born in Bethlehem, and they would have accepted him as the Messiah. But they had it in their mind, oh, he is a Nazarene. How can the Messiah come out of Nazareth? Well, Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem. He spent some time in Egypt, and he came and he was grown up in Nazareth, and he was called a Nazarene. So people of God, let us come to understand that Christ has to be revealed to us. And we pray that during this Christmas season that we will have a revelation of who God is. We will have a revelation of Christ that we have never had before. We pray that the Holy Spirit will move mightily among us and show us Christ. Show us so clearly, people of God, that we will go forth with revelation, knowledge of who Christ is, and give him the praise that is due to his name. Give him the glory and the honor, and we will live a life that will honor and glorify his great name. Our duty, people of God, right now is to honor Christ with the life that we live. So we are to praise him and worship him, give him the fruits of our lips, but our lifestyle must also bring honor and glory to his great name. God bless you all. Have a wonderful Christmas, and may Christ be the center of it all. Thank you very much for listening during this season, and we pray that the Christ child, Christ Jesus, who is no more a child, but he is the risen Savior, will be Lord and Savior of your life. And we pray for those who have not yet accepted Jesus as Lord to come to that place of accepting him. We pray for revelation knowledge from the Holy Spirit that you will accept him as your Lord and Savior. God bless you. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word to us. We thank you for this season of celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus for revelation, knowledge of who Jesus is to come to each and every individual during this season. And we pray in the name of Jesus that lives will be transformed. Oh God, souls will come, oh God Almighty, to know you as Lord and Savior. Father, we thank you and we give you praise and glory as we look to you and give thanks. In Jesus' precious name we pray and we say amen. Amen. Blessings to you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. And may God continue to bless you richly. Amen. Amen.
Lord, is reproofs of instruction.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us on 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.
Does the Bible sometimes seem complicated to you? Well, to help you get a proper perspective, we invite you to join us on Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee each weekday on the station as we go through the Bible in 5 years.